This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
For this trade. Again, George Pickens is now a Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah, that's great. Another diva in Dallas. Exactly what they needed. No, it was great because rarely do Bob and Dusty have breaking news at 5:50 in the morning, right?
Yeah. Was it early when it happened?
Yeah, it was like 5:30 a.m. It was right before the show.
It broke at 7 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, it was right before the show. I remember Dusty and Bob, when they first came on the air, they were talking about it. That was that. Because rarely does that happen. Usually it's during this show or Carrington show, breaking news. But this broke with Dusty and Bob, right? They were like right there with it. I go on with them at 6:45 every Wednesday, usually talking college football or at some point, but obviously not as much to talk about now. But we talked about the Pickens thing. I just said I kind of laughed because if there's one place and one person that could handle George Pickens and his prima donna diva attitude, it's Mike Tomlin. And it's worked. He's got over 100 catches the last 2 years. Like, he's found a way to make it work. Now, Dallas, clearly, it'll have to be a new contract situation as they keep getting these contract situations, like they did CeeDee, like they did Dak, like they're with Mike.
Going to have to do with Micah Parsons.
You're going to have it with George Pickens. Because George Pickens, he's also the type of guy that'll come on the sidelines and throw a fit like a baby when CeeDee Lamb's catching more passes than him. So they're going to have to deal with that. But it's a Dallas problem. I just looked at it and said, this is weird because there's one thing Pittsburgh could be scary at, even though they don't have a quarterback, which should scare them, unless it's going to be Aaron Rodgers, is that it's not Pickens and Metcalf. That would actually be a nice little tandem. That would actually be something Pittsburgh. They're already losing Najee.
Right.
He went to the Chargers. Thinking about Pickens with Metcalf, that would be kind of a pleasant thought. And I went over the 2022 wide receiver class for you. It sucked.
Would it actually be a good thing to see George Pickens
with
Metcalf?
It's a talented wide receiver.
It looks
groom.
Good until DK Metcalf is mad because George Pickens is getting the reps, and then he's mad at Kenny Pickett, who's mad at, or whoever the hell the quarterback is at this point, Mason Rudolph.
Kenny Pickett probably is it's Kenny Pickett's gone.
Mason Rudolph.
He's
saying, it's Mason Rudolph. But, I mean, or it's going to be George Pickens whining and complaining that he's not getting the ball because DK, it would look really good. There'd be some moments where you're like, this is exactly what Pittsburgh needs, but you'd also have the one or two moments where it's a complete dumpster fire and neither of the guys are focused. One, because the quarterback stinks. Two, because they're not getting the ball and the other guy is. And it turns into just a whole problem. It's two,
well,
number,
Jerry talked about
two
this.
Number ones in the same room that both have a history of, call it diva if you want to, but passionate enthusiasm for them getting the ball more than anybody else. And those two people in the same room can be dangerous.
But Tomlin can handle that. Like, Tomlin can handle that.
Yeah, but for him to handle all the guys that he's handled previously, for him to only last 2.5 or 3 years with George Pickens, I think it goes to show you as well, George Pickens is, I mean, he might be the cream of the crop in terms of, I'm not handling this guy. I'm done. And I'm very happy to get rid of George Pickens.
Well, Jerry Jones has been talking
about this. In Mike Tomlin's mind.
Don't forget, Jerry Jones went to the doctor, and he's got the brain of a 40-year-old, according to him, when they did the test.
Of course Dallas made this trade, too. Of course
America's team, yeah, Dallas. I hate Dallas, by the way.
It's a big splash.
I say that in
It is. It's the big splash that we've been waiting on the Cowboys to do for nearly half a decade.
I think that also could be a mess,
Jones
though.
Talked about this before the draft. He said, you can get some deals in the works. And you know what? This news is actually broken by a dude from Odyssey that works with the station down there in Dallas. And so Rappaport and all these guys are, hey, actually first on the scene was...
How about that?
Whatever this guy's Twitter handle was for that Odyssey station, which is crazy because... Whenever news breaks, everybody's like, so-and-so was first. Someone, who cares, man? Just give us the information. I don't care who was first, who was second.
Right.
Who was third. To be honest with you, I really don't. Just get it right.
I think this tells us that Brian Schottenheimer is planning on chucking the football.
They still have no running back, right?
They have no running back. You know, Dak got hurt last year, but the previous season he led the NFL in pass attempts. I think that you will see something similar.
They had to bring Zeke back last year. It's so bad.
Yeah, I mean, it
was still there.
That's right.
They are going to throw the ball a lot next season, I have to imagine. And on paper, it looks great. I mean, having
Dak. They did draft Blue. Jaden Blue from Texas.
They did. Yeah, having him and...
They also have Javonte Williams. I actually forgot about that. So they actually have a decent little crew.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, can they get all those personalities to work well together? I agree with you. I thought the Steelers on paper, that group looked great on paper. Pickens and DK Metcalf, Pat Freiermuth at tight end. And, you know, I know they lost Najee Harris, but, you know, keep an eye out, Steelers fans. Caleb Johnson from the University of Iowa has arrived, so things will be fine.
I know you're an Iowa homer, Logan. I know you're Iowa homer, but that actually is a perfect fit.
Yes, phenomenal fit.
He fits the Steelers perfectly.
Phenomenal fit. I was very, very happy when I saw that he was going there. But
I remember Najee Harris when he was drafted by the Steelers. He's with the Chargers now. We did this draft in honor of Terrence Paylor back when he passed, and I had the Steelers pick. And so it was really easy for me to go Najee Harris because you know that's where he went. I mean,
right.
It was such an easy
get a guy
fit.
That runs the football all the time. What does Iowa do? They run the football all the time and really
correct.
Well.
Same
that,
uniforms.
That they do.
It fits.
Hey, he just stays in the black and gold, baby. It works out just fine. But yeah, I feel bad for DK Metcalf a little bit because like he's in Seattle. They cut Tyler Lockett. They trade Geno Smith, and he's like, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore. Like, get me out of here. They're like, okay, we'll send you to Pittsburgh and pair you with George Pickens. Oh, that's great. Pittsburgh a month later. We're getting rid of George Pickens, and we don't have a quarterback.
We might have Aaron Rodgers, though.
DK's like, what am I doing here? I just left a bad situation for a worse one somehow? I mean, the defense is great, and it's going to keep you in games.
Sandwiches. You ever had those Pittsburgh friggin' stuff?
I don't know. I don't know. DK Metcalf seems to have made a bad decision on his part trying to leave Seattle because he would have had Emeka Ibuka and Sam Darnold.
He should actually
football.
Be a Chief. DK Metcalf. No, seriously, they were thinking about drafting him.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.